Welcome, friends, to Gardening in Florida. I'm your host, Annette Weiser, and today we're going to talk about daily water use at home and St. Petersburg Water Conservation Initiatives. So, first of all, I like to conserve water. I don't run the water when I brush my teeth. I want to tell you that dishwashing, toilet flushing, bathing, and laundry, you can't believe the amount of water it uses. Listen to this. A dishwasher uses 12 gallons per load. When you flush your toilet, that's 4 gallons per flush. And bathing in a full tub, 45 gallons. Laundry, 43 gallons per load. Garbage disposal, 4 gallons per minute. Brushing teeth, 4 gallons per minute. Washing hands, 4 gallons per minute. Washing dishes by hands, 4 gallons per minute. Shower, 4 gallons per minute. Yard watering by hand. So, you know, I was at the Green Thumb Festival this weekend, and I learned so much about water saving tips. You cannot imagine. I want you to write this down. Watermatters.org. This is an amazing website. It has so many tips, so I'm going to share some of them with you. A garbage disposal requires a lot of water. Use the disposal only when necessary. I like to let my rabbits lick my plates. No, I'm just kidding. A dishwasher. No, only use your automatic dishwasher for full loads. Toilet flushing. Tissues, insects, and other things belong in a trash can, not the toilet. Avoid using your toilet as a waste basket. Bathing. Well, showering is faster and takes less water, so take only shallow baths. Or swim in your pool or swim in the Gulf. Washing dishes by hand. When washing dishes by hand, fill one sink or basin with soapy water and fill the rinsing sink to one-third or one-half full. Avoid letting the water run continuously in the rinsing sink. Laundry. Run only full loads in the washing machine. Shower. Limit the time water runs when you're taking a shower. Install a low-flow shower head. Yard watering. Water only on your watering day and only when 30% of the lawn shows signs of wilt. Leaf blades folded in half, blue-gray color, and footprints remain on the lawn for several minutes after walking on it. So, St. Petersburg Water Conservation Initiatives are educational workshops. You can find out more about this in www.stpete.org/water workshops. There are a ton of classes. Rainwater gardening webinars. There's multiple events online. Do you know that you could collect 300 gallons of water from 1,000 square feet of roof during a half-inch rain? Woohoo! Do you want to collect and use rainwater but not sure how? Become a rainwater guardian by joining your neighbors to learn about reducing your use of drinking water outside, how rainwater harvesting helps protect local waterways and the environment, rain barrels set up, use and maintenance, creating shallow rain gardens that are attractive and functional. These virtual classes are free. So, there's one May 7th, Wednesday from 6 to 8, June 9th, Monday from noon to 1:30, and July 12th, Saturday from 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. So, there's more. You want to know how to use your sprinkler system. So, if you moved into a home with a sprinkler system, but you have no idea how it works, you're not alone. So you could take a class online and you can learn how to use it so you can make sure your sprinkler system is running correctly and applying water efficiently. Another educational class from the City of St. Pete is Conquering Landscape Challenges. This is Thursday, May 22nd from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Did the 2024 storm damage your yard? Did you inherit a Florida yard with issues already? Are parts of your landscape maturing or not meeting your needs any longer? Do you have problems with runoff and flooding? Or has an unsuccessful landscape crept in to cause problems? Dum, dum, dum. Well, this is not a horror movie. You can fix it. Create an attractive, functional yard through an orderly process that includes analyzing your site and situation, then planning your solution, utilizing some key resources. Including Water for All, Rebates, Tips, and Resources. That is June 24th from 12 to 1. Intro to Micro Irrigation. That is Wednesday, July 23rd from noon to 1. And there is also a Tampa Bay WaterWise Regional Incentive Program from Tampa Bay WaterWise. Did you know that every drop of drinking water used for indoor appliances and outdoor irrigation adds up? But guess what? That could be used to reduce installing high efficiency fixtures and smart irrigation controllers. So, you know, water conservation is so important. The city of St. Pete has partnered with Tampa Bay Water Rise Rebate Program, a regional effort that offers rebates, information, and more. So, it's going to teach you about high-efficiency toilets, flush valves and urinals, smart irrigation controller, install for free, cooling towers, commercial dishwashers, and more. For eligibility requirements, details, and an easy way to find rebates that apply to your property, visit Tampa Bay WaterWise or call 1-888-491-0033 or check out Tampa Bay waterwise.org/St. Petersburg. So for gardening in Florida, I'm your host, Annette Weiser. Be water wise and save the planet.